Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, on this members-only podcast, things you do not know about me, and it maybe you would like to know. Seeing that I give you information and I tell you my life story every once in a while, it seemed appropriate that I allow a little more information about myself to get out there, but only to the members. Okay, number one. I think there's a dozen things here. Number one, from the time I was 13 years old until I was 17, I worked summers in a barrel reconditioning factory, like oil drums, that kind of thing. My dad's family friend, they've been friends for, gosh, how many years now? 55 years or something like that. Family friend gave me a job during the summer so I can make some extra cash, and I busted my ass. He would go out and take a little truck with his father and go out, drive around, and pick up from chemical companies and different places, used barrels, used drums, and some of them would have resin, and they'd have alcohol or just different chemicals, oil, whatever, sludge, all kinds of shit. He would bring them back to this factory that they had. There were all these machines that were, they were specifically to recondition barrels. And I would unload the truck, go in, I would help the guys, we'd grind down the barrels, we'd get all the shit off of it, we'd recondition them and make them like new. And then maybe sometimes I would paint the barrels, I would load the tractor trailers up, and it was really tough work. And, you know, I was 135 pounds at the time, and I was honestly was strong as hell. I was loading these tractor trailers up. I'd load a couple of them up every day, and it was hard work. Anyway, let's see. I used to scuba dive when I was in my teens, and I went to the Bahamas. That's where I got certified, PADI certified, and all over the Florida Keys, and I became fairly proficient. Began thinking about doing something like diving under the oil rigs and that kind of thing, being a commercial diver. However, that didn't happen. And then I went a while without scuba diving. And then, I guess about 10 years ago when I had my accident, I had a punctured lung. And I was considering going scuba diving again. And then I found out, well, no, that's not a good idea. You need to go into a chamber or something and have your lung tested to make sure that you won't have any problems when you go down and you're breathing compressed air. So I haven't scuba dived in many years, but I did. Number three, I played piano for several years, probably 4 or 5 years, and it was at my mother's insistence. I did not like playing piano. I wanted to play guitar. I thought that was much more... that was much cooler. She wouldn't let me, and I played piano. I play piano very poorly now. I don't remember much at all. Of course, that was, you know, 35 years ago. But I do remember a little bit. When I was 16, I weighed 135 pounds, and I bench pressed 295 pounds. That's number four. Number five, when I got out of high school, within 2 or 3 months, I was in the Air Force. I worked as an aircraft crew chief, aircraft technician, I think they called it. And I worked on T-38s, and they were basically F-5 fighters that were modified for training. In 1980, number six, in 1980, after basic training, I hitchhiked from Wichita Falls, Texas to Miami, Florida to spend my leave with my parents. I wanted to surprise them. I stopped off in Tampa on the way to have a little tryst with a girl I met in basic training. We went out, we got drunk, we did our thing, and in the morning I left, and we never saw each other again, never talked again or anything. I don't know, you know, what happened, but I just remember we got really drunk. Let's see. Number seven, in 1982, I hitchhiked from Alamogordo, New Mexico to Covina, California with $60 in my pocket. And I got to California with $20 in my pocket. My friend who I had met in the Air Force, Ron Alley, who I'm looking for, he's the only one of my crew that I was in the service with. Well, not the only one, but he's one of the ones that I can't find. There was a group of us that hung out together and everything, and I found most of them, and I still keep in touch with them. However, I can't seem to find him. And anyway, I stayed with him for a few weeks, and then I found a job and began working as a cashier and a stock clerk in a liquor store. And that is number, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, number 8. After I was discharged, I moved to California, and my first job was working as a stock clerk and a cashier in a liquor store. Fortunately, the manager became a friend of mine, and every night after work, we'd go back into the cooler, and we'd drink. We'd both buy a foreign beer that we had never drank before, and we would try it out, and we'd smoke a joint. Usually. Let's see here. So, 1, 2. Oh, in 1984, which was around that time, I ran a 4.5 minute mile. I was never a sprinter. I was never a really good sprinter, but I was pretty fast in the mile to 10K, because I ran in 40 minutes, I ran 6.6 miles, which is a little bit over 10K. So that was pretty quick then. So let's see here. Number 10. While I was living in California, one of the jobs I had after the liquor store was selling solar panels. The solar company ended up going out of business, and then I moved on to work in another barrel factory because I thought, well, I got experience in the barrel factory, and I might as well try to get a job because a friend of a friend, my friend's father knew somebody who owned a barrel factory, and I went in there and went to work, and I thought the guy was a prick. So I worked there about 6 months. And then when I was driving around, I had this, what was that thing? A Chevy Nova that it was all souped up. I was driving around in Covina, California and Glendora, that area. And I saw a sign on the window, and it said, we need a printing press operator, we'll train. And I thought, wow. Fantastic. I gotta try this out. So I'm usually very good in math. I went in and I tested. They gave me some math questions and some other questions, and I did very well. They hired me on the spot, and that's how I got into printing. From there, I went on to learn how to run bigger presses, and I became an estimator. Okay, number 11. I love Johnny Cash. You might not know this. You might not expect me to like this kind of music, but I do like country music. Not a whole lot, but I like a little bit of it. I like, Trace Adkins and what was the other guy's name? I used to like to listen to, like, Kris Kristofferson and all these, Willie Nelson, all the older guys, but I really like Johnny Cash. I don't know why, but I really like his stuff, maybe because I grew up with him. Number 12 my favorite rock group, which is what I was mainly into, used to be the Scorpions. They used to be, just because I really don't have a favorite group anymore. Once you get older, there are so many groups out there and so many solo artists that it becomes difficult to narrow down who is your favorite singer or your favorite group or whatever. But my parents always encouraged me to listen to different types of music. And like I said, I liked country. I liked rock. I went and saw, you know, groups like Ted Nugent, Van Halen, Ozzy Osbourne, Journey, The Babies, all music like this. But I also like house music. Once I started going to the Netherlands, I really got into house music, and I like it. On occasion, I like it. I like DJ Tiesto, if you know who he is. And you might not expect it, but I like classical music. I like Vivaldi, Mozart, Beethoven. But my favorite, which I just, with the help of SoundHound, I just figured out which piece that it was, because I hadn't been able to remember this piece for something like 20 years, 25. How long was it? Well, let's see. When I was in, I was about 24, so about 27 years. I studied music in college at Fullerton College, and the name of the piece is Die Moldau, and it's by a guy named Biedrich Smetana. And something about that piece, I don't know what it is, but it gives me chills. It's just like a Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, when the guitar solo comes on. That classical piece does that same thing for me. So, well, now you know a little bit more about me than you did, say, 10 minutes ago. So, for now, that's all I got. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Till next time, chok di la chokan mai.